You're listening to Animal Tracks, brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. I'm Kristen Kelly. Since 1977, the American Cancer Society has marked the third Thursday of November as the Great American Smokeout. Smokers are encouraged to go all day without lighting up in the hopes that this will help them quit for good. While this has obvious health benefits for the people who smoke, it also can improve the health of their pets. Joining me now by phone to talk about the health risks of tobacco smoke to pets is Dr. John Reif, professor and head of the Department of Environmental Health, College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, Colorado State University. Doctor, what are the health risks for pets from secondhand smoke? Are they similar to the risks non-smoking humans face?
Yes, that's a good question. Actually, they are very similar to the risks for secondhand smoke that have been described in humans. The first evidence that people were at increased risk of lung cancer if they had family members smoking in the same household really didn't come out until about 1981. And just about 10 years after that, we published the first study of lung cancer risk in dogs, and we really showed that the same thing happens in dogs, that in fact, dogs that live in the home with smokers have about a doubling in the risk of developing lung cancer.
Are there other diseases associated with secondhand smoke in dogs?
Yes. After we found that lung cancer cases were more frequent in homes with smokers, we then did another study and found that nasal cancer, which is much more common in dogs than lung cancer, also occurs more often in homes of people who smoke. And for both of these kinds of cancer, the lung cancer is pretty rare, but nasal cancer is very common. Being in a home with a smoker increases the risk about 2.5 times. And that's roughly the same increased level of risk that one sees with people who live in the homes where there are other smokers.
And what about in cats?
In cats, there haven't been cancer studies like there have been in dogs, but there certainly is some evidence that cats who live in the homes with smokers have increased rates of asthma and coughing and some other pulmonary conditions when they're in homes with smokers.
Are certain pets or types of animals more at risk from tobacco smoke?
Yeah, that's a good question, and actually something that we investigated in some detail. When we did our lung cancer study, we found that dogs with relatively short noses, dogs like bulldogs and Pekingese, seem to have more of an effect of being in a home with a secondhand smoker than dogs with long noses. And that's probably because there's less filtration of these pollutants that is occurring in the nose when you have a very short-nosed dog. So for lung cancer, we found higher risks in short-nosed dogs. And then conversely, when we looked at our nasal cancer dogs, we found that more of those cases were in long-nosed dogs. Dogs like Collies and Dobermans seem to have a higher risk of nasal cancer. And we speculate that that's probably because these pollutants are being deposited in the long noses of these, what we call dolichocephalic or long-nosed dogs like Collies. So the particulates are depositing in the nasal turbinates and in the nasal passages where they can begin to do the damage that they eventually will.
Besides secondhand smoke, what other risks can pets face if their owners smoke?
The only outcomes that have been studied in any detail at all, and really it's a very small amount of literature that's available, are the cancer risks that I just mentioned and the bronchitis and asthma risks that I mentioned for cats. So people have not looked at other conditions, but what we have done, and a couple of people have also done the same thing, is we've shown that if a dog lives in a home with a smoker, the dog's urine contains a chemical called cotinine, and cotinine is a breakdown product of nicotine. So we know that this material is being inhaled and absorbed into the bloodstream because we can show by the excretion of cotinine that these dogs are being exposed. So clearly we know that other tissues in the body are also being exposed to the breakdown products of tobacco smoke, but we have not studied other disease outcomes.
Do we have to worry about pets going through withdrawal symptoms if their owners quit?
Well, that's an interesting question. Basically, no. We don't have any evidence that dogs are addicted to tobacco smoke at the levels to which they're exposed in the home. It's interesting that if you actually experimentally, back in the 40s and 50s, they used to use dogs as experimental models for tobacco smoke, and it would hook these dogs up to a smoking machine. Those dogs that actually were exposed every day like that did become addicted to the tobacco smoke, but the dogs in homes don't seem to be. So quitting is the right answer.
Can my pet help me quit smoking?
Yes, I think the pet can help people quit smoking. As you know, many people are extremely attached to their pets, and they're really a very important part of their family. And I think as people understand that smoking may be harmful to their pets along the lines that I've just described, they may either modify their behavior and choose to smoke away from the dog, or even preferably stop smoking altogether, because it's really in their interest for their own health to stop smoking or to reduce their smoking as much as they can. Smoking is a very, very dangerous exposure for many human diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and others. And everything we can do to try to help people stop smoking would be helpful to them and helpful to public health in general.
Dr. Reif, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure, and I hope this information is helpful to pet owners out there, and particularly also hope that it's helpful to them in general to protect their health. Thanks very much.
For more information on the Great American Smokeout and tips on quitting smoking, visit the American Cancer Society's website at www.cancer.org. And for more tips on how to keep your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit the AVMA's website at avma.org. For AVMA Animal Tracks, I'm Kristen Kelly. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.